Blog Talk Radio.
Baby.
Hey babies, it's your girl Miss P and you are now in tuned. I'm totally excited tonight, so I hope you guys are just excited as I am, and if not, get in the mood. So tonight's guests, we have two twin brothers, Jamal and Gerard Mixon, and I'm excited to talk to them. And for those who aren't familiar but soon will be, because we're going to be gaining on them tonight, Jamal is best known for his role as Ernie Clump Jr. in the film The Nutty Professor. Jamal has teamed up with his twin brother, Gerard, to bring us their latest comedy, White Tea, premiering February 13th of this year. The first premiere starts in Houston, Texas, for All-Star Weekend. YT also features a few interesting personalities that make it worth checking out, and including Gerard Mixon, Jamal, Faison Love, Tarik J, Deion Sanders, Eric Roberts, China, Terrence Jenkins, Tommy Listener, Tony Cox, Tone Lock, Fat Man Scoop, and so many more. The list goes on and on and on. So it seems like it's going to be a really cool movie to check out. So definitely support on the 13th. Be looking for that new movie. But without further ado, let's bring them on so they can give us a little bit more insight on their projects. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm feeling good and excited. So thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to, you know, have us gain on you guys tonight.
Oh, man, thanks for having us. You know, we appreciate the love.
Absolutely. So, you know, I would go into groupie mode, but I don't know if you guys are, you know, are in the mood for all of that.
Oh, you can go into any mode you want to go into. It's all right.
Okay, because I was about to say, oh, my God, no. For real.
It's all good.
Okay, cool, because I know you guys get that a lot. You know, I'm just trying to maintain, but just know that I'm, you know, jumping inside, okay?
All right, for sure. Hey, I'm jumping for you having us on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the same way right now.
I'm going to be a group for you tonight. Okay. So tell me, what was it like for the both of you growing up in Texas? And, you know, was acting something you both wanted to do from a young age?
Well, I always wanted to act, but I grew up in L.A. I was born and raised in L.A., right? But, acting was something we always wanted to do, you know, it was always a passion of ours, you know. We were always funny growing up, always cracking jokes, always talking about somebody's mama, talking about their brother, talking about their sister. We didn't care. So, you know, it just was a natural thing for us just to expand to an acting role. You know, that was something we always wanted to do. And then when they crossed our bridge, we was ready for it.
Absolutely. So it seems that people often mistake you guys for twins. You know, and I started off by saying twins because that's how people know you as twins.
But not a lot of people, 2 years apart.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Any day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was stunning to me, too, when I was researching. I was like, really? Really? Not twins? You know? But
yeah,
it's all good.
I mean, you know, we play twins, you know, on the brothers, twins. We play brothers, but I guess everybody says we kind of, you know, dude looking like they just automatically think we twins. But, hey, you know, we'll play twins. It's not a problem. That's how we got it started. So, you know, it's not a problem at all.
Absolutely. So what was it like for you when you were cast to play with Jim Carrey as Jim Carrey's son and me, myself, and Irene? And did it change your career on any level?
Man, how was it like to get cast to play? Man, you know what? It was so crazy because when I went for the audition, you know, my dad took me down there. And when I went to go audition for it, I was the only big person at the audition. Like, everybody else was like 6'9" and with tattoos and earrings and stuff like that. And I told my dad at the time, I was like, man, we should just go home, man. Ain't no way I'm going to get this part, man. I'm like, everybody here looks the same. They don't even look like me. He's like, nah, man, just go in there. He said, man, just go in there and read your role, man, that you practice for, man. And I went in there and I read, and they kept me there all day long for some reason. They told me to come back. and I came back the next day. They paired me off with Anthony Anderson and Mongo Brownlee, and they was like, yeah, by the way, Jim Carrey is going to play your dad in this movie. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's so awesome. But I'm curious, because Jim Carrey is also one of my favorite people. Like, how was it? Like, was it hysterical, like, all the time?
Yeah, you know what? He was serious, you know, when I'm, you know, he was serious before, you know, shooting the scene, you know, getting into focus and getting the character and everything. But, you know, half of the time, it was just off script. You know, he was just funny, man, you know, just normal conversation. You just laughing, you know, just talking to him just on a regular basis. It was crazy.
Right. Absolutely. So I was always curious, you know, and I've never asked anyone, so I'm going to have you guys fill me in tonight. Being black actors, is it often difficult to find, you know, career-defining roles? And how do you go about, like, how do you guys go about finding what works best for you when it comes to picking a role?
Well, I mean, as being a black actor, you know, it's always a little difficult to find work. But the only one thing I could say that's kind of a good thing for us is our size, you know what I'm saying? So the parts we go for would be normally big roles or things like that. So, you know, we kind of have a slight advantage by being on TV, you know, by doing all these movies. When we walk in, they're like, hey, man, we ain't going to get this part, man. It's the Mixing Brothers coming in here today. But, you know, man, it's difficult, but sometimes you just got to just keep going until you get it, you know? Don't let nobody stop you. Nobody stopped us.
Right, absolutely. I agree with you 110%. So, you know, don't take no offense to my next question at all, because I'm a big girl myself. But
for sure.
But in a place where, you know, image is a way of getting a job and it's so important, you know, how do you overcome that? And do you often feel pressure to lose weight? Are people expecting that from you?
Well, I want to say they expect it from us. I mean, you know, you know, it's like that's one thing about us. Like, we're maybe big or whatever, but, you know, we stay pretty active. You know, like, we play sports, you know, basketball, go golfing, you know, things like that. So I guess the one thing I can say, like, it's kind of discrimination against you because they think, oh, no, I don't know if this is going to work, you know, you guys may be too big for this or too this or that, but you know, I just don't let nothing stop me because I know once I get on that camera, I'm going to do my thing. You know, that's like when I was doing Mall Cop, they was like, are you sure you want to do this part? We can hire a stunt double. I was like, man, if y'all don't hang me from that roof and let's do this part, man, I don't need no stunt double. I am my stunt double. So, you know, I don't let it stop me. I just keep, you know, having fun. I don't let it stop me at all.
Absolutely. And that's amazing. And that's inspiring even to myself. You know, there's no limitations to your ability, and it's good that you guys don't let certain things, like, you know, filter who you are as individuals.
Yeah.
So I admire that. Thank you for being that way and sharing
with
me.
That's the way you gotta be, man. That's how my mom raised us. She always raised us, just be y'all. No matter what nobody say, just be y'all. Don't let them change y'all. Don't change nothing for nobody. Y'all just be the two lovable, adorable little things I made y'all to be, and y'all just keep making people laugh every day.
Big hugs go out to mom tonight from Miss P, because that's beautiful, and, you know, more that we need more moms out there like that. Definitely.
Yeah, man, big ups to moms, man. Rest in peace, moms. Rest in peace, man. We love you still.
Exactly. So do you guys like to do, you know, your roles together? Is that something that you want to continue doing in the future?
I mean, if we could, you know, it's cool to work with my brother. Sometimes
I don't like this guy at the time. You know what I'm saying?
He's a little prima donna. You know what I'm saying? He's a little Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, if the craft service table ain't right, sometimes he might just go crazy on you from out of nowhere. You know, those things like that do come up working with this guy. But no, I'm just playing. But no, man, I love working with my bro. You know, that's. What else can you do to say, you know, to be able to be on stage, on camera with your brother? Nothing else like it. That's why it was so easy to do this movie because, you know, we kind of feed and just bounce off each other. Well, you know, literally, but it was just fun, you know, doing it.
Absolutely. And that's another, you know, good point that I was going to, you know, bring up, that if I was working with one of my brothers, I mean, I can't see nothing but good times because we're silly together.
That's what it was. It was fun times all day on the set. Because, you know, it was easy studying, easy preparing because we live together, and that's why the movie just flows so easy because we know how to feed off each other. What's one, you know, sometimes we depleted each other's sentence on the set, just out of nowhere.
Absolutely. So what are some of the things when you guys aren't acting, what are some of the things that you enjoy doing? You said you like sports, but are there any other things that you like to do?
I'm an avid stripper in my in my spare time.
I love it.
You might catch me at the right track on Tuesday on amateur night. I play the video game. You know, I'm a video gamer. Call of Duty, Black Ops. Anybody out there want to see me, Big Hercules, I got y'all. It's not a problem. So, you know, that's what I do. I play video games or go play golf or, you know, anything fun. Just normal life, you know?
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And that's good to know because, you know, some people think they're holier than thou. You know what I mean? And they're not regular people when they really are. You just someone has your name out there. So I love when I hear people say, oh, I like to just cook or sit back, do whatever, you know, regular people stuff.
I'm definitely not holier than thou. That's
I am
going to
say, you might see me at the swap or something like that. Buy me a white T-shirt stuff.
Absolutely. So what? Talking about T-shirts, I know you guys have this new movie that's about to come out in premiere on the 13th. So give us a little bit, you know, a rundown about that.
Well, you know, the movie is called White Tea because it's a rapper named Real Dude who has a clothing line where he makes a white tea and he puts the golden winning tag on the T-shirt. Now, we buy the T-shirt not knowing it's the tag, so everybody around us know we have the tag. We get drunk, they steal our T-shirts, and then from there, we're just trying to find out what happened. You know, it's kind of like an urban hangover, kind of, or like an urban dude, where's my car, you know, for anybody out there who want to see the trailer and want to check it out, you can go to whitetmovie.com, check out the trailer, you know, the Facebook page, everything is on there, you know?
Absolutely. So you guys have, like, a ton of amazing people that are actually working with you guys in this movie. So how is that? I mean, how did that all go? Different personalities, amazing people. How did y'all get any work done?
Oh, man, you know what? It wasn't no problem. Everybody was cool, man. Everybody came to work and just jailed. You know, it would seem like, you know, we all knew each other for, you know, extended amount of time. But, man, you know, everybody was just happy to work with us, man. Like, you know, we was happy to work with everybody, too. It's just crazy that how much love that, you know, once everybody heard that we were shooting this movie, you know, how much everybody wanted to be involved in it.
And, you know, like my brother said, it's just crazy. You know, we got Deion Sanders, you know, on stage rapping with us, you know, so that's just, that's just unbelievable right there. And, you know, Terrence J, Faison Love, I've been watching Faison since I've been, you know, younger on Friday and even before that when he was on Death Comedy Jam and all that good stuff. So just being able to work with people and when we called him and told him we was doing the movie, like my brother said, everybody was like, yes, yes. Oh, what? The Mixon Brothers? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, it just was a blessing, and that's why I think this movie is so good because, you know, everybody had a fun time on the set. Nobody was trying to be all Hollywood and act like that because it was a low budget, so we didn't have no time to mess up. But, you know, it just was fun, you know?
Absolutely. I'm so, you know, humbled by that. You know, it's really humbling to know that people are still people. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how it is in the entertainment world. People aren't people anymore. They're robots. So it's good to see that.
Yeah.
All it took was a phone call, and, you know, y'all had all these amazing people ready to be in tune with you. So that's what more could you say? What more could you say?
Yeah, man. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. So how are you guys, when people, like, approach you on the street, fans, so to speak, women, so to speak, particularly, how do you guys respond to them? Are you guys, you know, hey, receptive, or is like, oh, God, here we go again?
I'm more of a, hey, what's up, what's going on type of guy. You know, this is our job, this is what we do, so, you know, you can't, like, act funny towards people because that's what comes with it, you know? I just take it as a humble experience, you know, to have people that want my autograph or, you know, want to take a picture with me. You know, I just say, hey, come on. I'll brace them with arms open, you know. No stuckness over here. Believe that way.
Well, that's good. So at least I know when I come up to you guys, you know, it's nothing but love.
Oh, yeah, all day. Oh,
okay.
All day.
So being that you guys started acting so young, I mean, it's been, you know, some time out there or whatever. So what's the craziest thing, speaking back on fans, that, you know, a woman has done to get your attention? Because I hear some stories. I wonder if you guys have any you can share.
Well, actually, I got a crazy story. We live in Buffalo. Buffalo, New York. I had to be about, about maybe 14, 15, maybe 16 at the time. I mean, as soon as we get off the airport, we in the rental car in the minivan, all of a sudden we look to our left, and it's just these two girls just flashing us. So, you know, I'm young, so I was happy. I'm like, look, that's stuff now. I don't know if I'm going to be talking like that on the air.
I'm going to try to keep it PG.
But, yeah, that was pretty exciting right there, being young, seeing some was user max.
Exactly. And to think at that age, ladies, get it together. You know, the ladies out there that do things like that. He was 15.
No, don't get it together.
Right?
Don't listen to her. That's bad advice. Just keep doing what you do.
Like, don't listen to Miss P. She knows nothing. Just continue doing what you do, okay?
No.
I'm just teasing. So what is it like for you guys to see yourself on the big screen, you know, every time your movies, you know, premiere and things of that nature? How does it make you feel like, wow, you know, because for me, I probably would be stunned and probably don't want to watch it because I'm scared how I'm going to look and blah, 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 blah. Is it like that for you guys?
Yeah, because, you know, you always look at stuff and figure out, you know, damn, I wish I could have said that better. Or, you know, you just, you know, pick at yourself, you know what I'm saying, way too much. Well, other people may think it's hilarious and you did the best job. You still may look at it sometimes like, damn, I could have delivered that line a little bit better, or I should have made an expression like this, or I should have did that, or, you know, it's crazy. At least that's my point.
I kind of feel the same way. When I be looking at myself, I be like, oh, I could have, like my brother said, I could have did this better. I be a nervous wreck. People be laughing all around you, but you be like, oh, man, I should have turned this, I should have did that. Or you think of a joke you should have said, but it's too late now because the movie's being played at the theaters. So, you know, you just, that's what comes with it. I think every actor is like that. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at this interview, and Johnny Depp was saying that he never looks back. He never looks at his movies once he's done with them.
Yeah.
And
because,
I thought that
I mean,
was kind of amazing. It's
crazy. It's crazy that it's like that, but that's just the way a lot of actors are. You know, they don't, because, you know, we so nitpick our craft. You know, it's like, you know, you just think like, oh, I should have did this, and it's just crazy. It's a crazy feeling.
Absolutely. So, again, you guys have been acting for quite some time now, and through those years and stuff like that, what's like something that stands out the most for you during, you know, in your career as far as like a lesson learned?
Oh, man, a lesson learned for me, I would have to say, is, man, working with Eddie Murphy, watching him play 6 different characters. You know, that's one thing I can say, just being there on the set, watching him go through the makeup, his patience, you know, the way he remembered each line, and then, you know, I had to sit there and remember everything he was saying too, so that just was just a crazy experience, because, you know, that was my very first thing I did, so seeing that just stuck with me, like, man, you got to be prepared, and you got to be ready when you're on this job, you know? And that's the way I try to carry myself in my acting career. Be prepared and ready for anything.
Absolutely, and that's a great attitude to adapt, you know? So what are some of the things that you guys enjoy doing most, like, as far as, like, you know, intimate romantic times, you know? And this is not my question. This question was actually just text to me. So, you know, it might be somebody that's trying to, you know, give up their digits after the show, guys. I don't know, but they want to know what you enjoy doing.
Like that one, but,
what do you guys enjoy doing romantically, like as far as, like, going out on a date? Let's just keep it PG on that level.
romantically going out on a date. I don't know, man. I'm messed with a bunch of ratchets, so, man. My romantic going out on a date, man. Man, I don't know. But everybody do the same, man. Go to the movies, go to the park, get something to eat. Go to the beach or something. Go out. It ain't too much. You ain't got to, you know what, nowadays with these seniors, you ain't got to get too much more romantic to get the draws. You know what I'm saying?
That is so true. Y'all hear that, ladies? Stop acting up.
I mean, but you know, you got to, it's always romance in there, a room for romance in there, you know. So, I mean, you know, that thing ladies love is a nice restaurant, something nice, not no little tinker tink like, oh, let's go to Lucille's Barbecue or let's go to Friday's or something like that. You know, you got to take them somewhere nice, somewhere elegant, nice little music playing in the background, you know, have a nice little drink, something ladies enjoy. You know, after that, you might just go for a nice little walk, you know.
But, you know, the inside of Jack in the Box don't close until 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's me. I like to wind and dine. I'm gonna wind and dine over here. But come on, let's go out. That's where you want to go.
Absolutely.
You want a flower? I got that for you too.
Exactly. And sometimes I like, you know, just I like conversation.
Yeah.
I love conversation. Yeah. It could be over like soft music, a glass of wine, and just conversation.
Yeah.
You know, no that's Jack in the Box.
Thing. No Jack in the Box.
No, we say Jack in the Box is a box. You can hear everything I'm saying. I'm hearing everything you're saying. Then we're going to be eating some good egg rolls.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're talking about silly.
About Jack in the Box, American, Chinese, you get burgers, egg rolls, you want some ice cream. They got tacos, Mexican food. Jack in the Box got everything. American, Chinese.
Right. It'll cater to any culture. Any woman, no matter her culture. Jack in the Box will accommodate her, in other words.
Well, I guess y'all going to Jack in the Box. I'm going to the Yard House somewhere next.
Absolutely. So you guys have been on a million interviews throughout your career. Yeah. So I'm curious, you know. If you were interviewing you, what would you ask you, and how would you answer it?
Ooh, I was interviewing me. What would I ask me? Well, first thing, I would be like, yo, what's your favorite food, son? Because obviously, it's something. That'll be my first question.
Oh, my goodness. You so
ask myself. That's crazy. I never thought of that. You know, I don't know. I probably would ask myself, man, how were you able to stay in the business so long?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
How y'all the child actors are still doing it?
I would ask myself is, how you still look the same when you started off? Right now.
What would your response be?
High cholesterol.
High sodium intake. Keep your skin nice and moisture.
I don't know what the answer would be, man. What I'm going to say, hey, eat McDonald's every other day. So I don't know, you know. They big and young. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
The thing is, when you're chubby, you know, the wrinkles don't form because there's too much cushion around in there. So we just keep blowing the wrinkles out. Every time a wrinkle gets come, it just poof right on out. So you don't got to worry about that.
I know that's right. So, you know, what are some of your future goals? So we know you have the movie that's going to be premiering on the 13th. But outside of that particular project, is there anything else that people should be staying in tune for?
Man, right now, after this come out, we're planning on starting our production company, Full Plate Productions. And, you know, that's our main thing, get this production company going and start producing and, you know, helping young talent any way to get out there, you know, just try to, any way we could bless another person, that's our plan, you know, to keep on blessing.
That's beautiful. So tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind. Or if it's not given too much, just a little bit, because, you know, I love what you just said, because that's totally how I am. So
it's just going to be a typical, you know, production company, you know, looking for talent, you know, maybe as far as music goes, maybe a studio or something like that. You know, just anything. This basically is going to be all entertainment. You know, commercials, videos, music, movies, TV. You need an idea, Full Play Productions, we got you.
Wow. So are you guys, you know, musically inclined?
Well, I mean, I got lyrics, so I don't want to say I'm a rapper or nothing like that. I mean, every actor thinks he can rap. So
oh, that's true.
I guess you could say I'm a little musically inclined. I just snap my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good, because I can't even do that. So you're doing better than me.
Exactly.
So lastly, I have like two more questions, and then I'm going to let you guys go because I know you got, you know, things to do. So my next question would be this. Women or cars?
Ooh, women or cars? Both, I guess, because the car going to get the women. But I mean, really, I like cars, but I love women too. Don't let it fool you.
Right.
Women.
Don't get it twisted.
Women, I'll be on a bus stop with a bad one. Women, hold on, the bus will be here in 15 more minutes. Just chill. Hold on here.
Just sit on my pegs.
Put my coat on. Hold on. Just put my coat on.
I'll be on a skateboard with Beyonce real quick.
I know, and it's so funny because when I have guys on and I ask them that question, you know, some of them say, yeah, well, I say the car because that's how you get the woman. And then some people say just the woman, forget the car. And then some people just say, give me all cars. So it's always, you know, amazing, the feedback from that little silly question. So tell me, guys, what are your personal mottos or mission statements that you guys live by every day? Do you have any type of rituals or anything that, you know, you repeat to yourself every day to keep you inspired doing the things that you need to do?
I pretty much numb your whole dang day to every day. You know what I'm saying? I burn my chest with hot wax every 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, when we get off the phone, I got some burning to do when we get off the phone. Time for that chest, time for my chest burn. That's pretty much how I stay focused, is hot wax. Keeps you tuned right in.
My ritual is just, man, I ain't got no ritual. I'm not even going to lie to you. Just wake up, say thank God I made another day, and then we'll just take it from there.
Absolutely. So how do you guys maintain this awesome, awesome personality that you both have? I mean, and not allow the business to, you know, overshadow who you really are. How do you separate that?
Man, just being raised right, you know. That's one thing I can say, just being raised right. Knowing that any given time, any given second, any given minute, it could be taken away from you just like that, you know. 1 second, you know, you own. Next second, you could be bam. So, you know, I just thank God for every moment that we're here. And, you know, you can't act like that in life. I don't know why people act that way. You know, that's not us. You will not see that from us, no matter how many movies we do, no matter how much money we make or how much whatever it is, you're never going to see us change. That's just real talk.
Beautiful. I love it. So for someone who was interested in pursuing, someone young and not out there yet, and he was interested in pursuing a career in acting, what are some things, tidbits you can leave them with?
I mean, one thing I can leave them with is just say, you know, just stay focused. Don't change yourself. You know, don't try to get caught up in the gimmicks and try to go that route or try to go that way. And, you know, any type of social media you can get yourself on, do it. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Just be you. You know, just be original, be you. And, you know, if it's something that you really want to do, just stay, you know, true and dedicated to your craft, man, and practice on your craft. It's about the best advice I can give, man.
Absolutely. So is there any people you want to give a shout-out to? And if it is, do that, and then tell everybody once again when the premiere is for the movie and where they can follow you to stay in tune at.
Man, just give a shout-out to all the fans out there. Shout-out to all support everybody's been giving us all the years. Shout out to our publicist, CC, Jennifer. Shout out to Lance, Frank, and Blake Phillips. Shout out to everybody. And, you know, like I say, you want to see the movie, February 13th, in a theater near you, go to the website, whitetmovie.com. We on there, all the dates, all the theaters, where you can purchase the tickets, everything on there, whitetmovie.com. And, you know, just shout out to everybody.
Absolutely. So, guys, I just want to thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to get to know you a little bit better. It was very humbling, and it was, you know, I had fun. And thanks for the laughs, too, because I'm silly, as you guys can see from the intro song. You know, my laugh at the end of that intro. Really? Really?
Yeah, laughing?
Yeah, I was laughing at the end of my intro, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so silly.
Oh, you were just talking there, clown.
Oh, you were clowning.
Yeah, I was clowning. I was laughing. You know, that's what I love to do for a living. That's my occupation, you know, professional laugher. Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, guys, thank you so much again, and I wish you nothing but success. I just also want you guys to know that, you know, I love to embrace and I love to empower. So if there's anything that I can do as far as, like, promo, or you guys want to come back on the show to promote anything, please let me know, because this is our show, meaning yours and mine, okay?
All right. So,
okay,
appreciate it.
We thank you so much. And you guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
Yay, guys. They are super, 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 super awesome. Love them. You know, and you know how I get, guys. Those who tuned in to the Intune show all the time know that I love to embrace. And, you know, and I love guys for you guys to embrace, too. So be sure to go follow them on Twitter, find them on Facebook, and definitely check out the movie premiere on the 13th. Show love. Tomorrow we will be on, and we will be getting you in tuned at 6 p.m. tomorrow. For all those who are interested in learning more about the Intune Show, you can find us at www.theintuneshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at The Intune Show, which is N-T-U-N-E-D-S-H-O-W. You can go to your Android marketplace or your iPhone marketplace and download our app to stay in tune 24/7 and never miss a beat. You can also find us on Facebook under the Intune Show. That page is full to the max with awesome people, so find us on Intune Show 2. That's the Roman number 2, 2 capital I's. Like our page on Facebook. Show love, as we love to show love to you guys as well. If you're interested in being booked on an Intune Show, you can send out an email at intuneshow@aol.com. If you're interested in having music on as for consideration as airplay, you can definitely send your music MP3 clean, mixed and mastered to music@theintuneshow.com. Again, for all those who are tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continuously support the Intune Show, I just want to say I love and appreciate you. Without you, there is no Intune Show. Know this. So until next time, babies, stay in tuned.
I'm in tune, 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 I'm in tune